Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life, one full of meaning and purpose. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. But today, it's only me. I'm my own guest today, and I wanted to come on by myself today because we've been doing a series of I Love My Job during September, where I've had people on talking about how they discovered what their ideal career was, what their calling was, and how they pursued that. And the reason that that's so meaningful to me is because I've done the same. And so I want to take the opportunity to share my own story with you, and along the way also share with you some tips and tricks that you can use to start discovering your own ideal career based on what I've experienced. It's another beautiful, sunny, clear day in Seattle. We've been having this long run of no rain. I guess that we think of it as rain, so I describe it as no rain. A long run of sunny days. We've only had one day of measurable rain since July 22nd. So we're really, I think, probably hitting some records along the way there. But I'm enjoying it. It's beautiful fall weather here today. So as I mentioned, today I'm going to be sharing with you my story of how I woke up, the epiphany that I had around the fact that I was not living my ideal career. And the reason I want to share that with you is in the hope that you will see that you can do it too, that you can find guideposts that will help you understand if you're where you need to be, and if not, how to get where you need to be. So during the show, feel free to call in with any questions for me at 800-930-2819. And if you're listening on transformationtalkradio.com, you can also enter questions into the instant feedback box on the homepage there, and I'll see those and I can address those. I want to start out by sharing with you why the name of the show and my company is Blue Heron Wisdom. And I haven't talked about this before, and I'm sure that some people are wondering, what in the world, what does Blue Heron Wisdom mean? Well, according to North American Native tradition, the blue heron brings messages of self-determination and self-reliance. They represent an ability to progress and evolve. And the long, thin legs of the heron reflect that an individual doesn't need great, massive pillars to remain stable, but they must be able to stand on their own. Blue herons have the innate wisdom of being able to maneuver through life and co-create their own circumstances. And blue herons reflect a need for those with that totem to follow their own unique wisdom and path of self-determination. They know what is best for them and need to follow their hearts rather than the promptings of others. And that is why the blue heron speaks to me. I actually had some experiences with blue herons where they came to visit me earlier this year, and it was very related to giving me the message that I was on the right path and that I needed to follow my own unique wisdom and follow this path of self-determination and follow my heart rather than what people around me thought I needed to be doing. And it is completely relevant to the idea of discovering and following your passion for your ideal career. So that's the story of why the show is called Blue Heron Wisdom. It's about discovering who you are and following your own path and not allowing what other people are saying or suggesting or expecting from you to alter what you know is the path that you need to take. So let me jump in now with, and I wanted to say that description of the blue heron as a totem, I got from a website, which is www.blueheroninv.com. However, I think it's taken directly from Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speak. And that's a fabulous book. So if you have an interest in animals and their meanings as totems in the Native American tradition, that's really a great book and I highly recommend it. So let me just kind of jump into telling you a little bit about my story of figuring out what I was supposed to do with my life, with my job. It only took me 48 years to figure it out. So if you are younger than that, you're well ahead of the game. If you're older than that, then I have some other stories for you too about how it's not too late. But some of you may know about me, but you may not know that obviously, this is my second career doing counseling and coaching, and now doing this radio show is only something I've been doing for the last 5 years. And prior to that, I worked in software development. I went to college right after high school, got a bachelor's degree in computer science, started working for the phone company right out of college, working in software. After I had been working for 7 years, I went back to school and got a master's degree in software engineering. So I was really pretty entrenched in this is what my career is, this is what my job is. And in my mid-30s, I had an inkling that I wanted to do something different. And I did a little bit of exploring, but ultimately I never pursued doing anything different. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, why I didn't later, and what meaning I make of that now. But what ultimately happened for me was that in the spring of 2006, I was working for a very small consulting firm. And by small, I mean I was employee number 6. And it was not a good job. and my history at that point, I was in the midst of the dot-com bust. And up until from the end of 2000 until the spring of 2006, so a little over 5 years, I had had 8 jobs in those 5 years. And I had been laid off 3 times in one 18-month period. And I had been unemployed twice, which I had never in my life been unemployed before. And at this point, I had been working for 25 years in this field. And so the fact that I had 8 jobs in 5 years, you can tell that I kept getting a job, so I was never unemployed for very long. But there was this pattern going on of getting a job and having something happen, you know, either getting laid off, or what also started happening towards the end of that series was each job I had was just worse than the one before. They were miserable, and I was experiencing things that I had never experienced before. I was experiencing people treating me in a disrespectful and almost mean way, not being supported in any way, shape, or form by my company or my management, and being asked to do things that were just not possible, and then being beaten up when I couldn't achieve that. And so there had been this pattern going on for 5 years with these jobs. And in retrospect, it's very easy for me to look back and say, oh, there was a pattern. And maybe I should look at what the commonalities were and what was going on there. But when I was in the midst of it, and this is true for you as well, when we're in the midst of it, it's sometimes very hard for us to see what's actually going on. So what ultimately happened for me was that I had an epiphany. One day I was going to the chiropractor on my lunch hour because I was having neck pain. And again, in retrospect, I can look back and go, that was stress related. At the time, I didn't recognize that. So I was late coming back to work that day because for whatever reason, it had taken longer than usual. And I knew that my boss was going to be upset with me because I was going to be late. And it was absolutely ridiculous because I was making $100,000 a year. I was a salaried employee. If I was 10 or 15 minutes late, it isn't that big of a deal. I was not an hourly employee. But my experience with him told me that he would be mad at me. And so already I was getting in that space of being stressed out, and I had just come from the chiropractor to work on my neck. And that was the first level of my aha. The next thing that happened was the next day, I was driving home from work and I was listening to KKNW, which is our sister station here in Seattle. And I had hardly ever listened to that station before. I'd listened to it maybe three or four times. And there was a woman on who was talking about, she was going to do this class called Now What? 90 Days to Your New Life Direction. And that's when the light bulb came on for me. I needed a new life direction. My life was not working for me. And we're going to get ready to take a break, but when we come back, I will share with you what happened after I had the light bulb come on about that. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I will share with you what happened next. Stay tuned.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, and today we're wrapping up a month of I Love My Job. Even though it's no longer September, we're going into the first week of October. I'm sharing my story of my own epiphany that I needed a career change. And I want to wrap up what I was talking about before the break with suggesting to you that you look at if you are unhappy with where you are right now from a job or a career perspective, that you start looking at some things that might give you some insight into if you need a change. And I'm just going to touch on these briefly because we don't have a lot of time, but some things to pay attention to are your physical health. As I said, I had some stress-related issues, and even separate from stress-related issues, if you find that you're getting sick a lot, it might be an avoidance technique that you don't want to go into work. How do you feel on Sunday evening before the work week, or if your work week starts some other day than Monday? The night before, how do you feel? Are you feeling anxious or worried? Do you have trouble getting to sleep? Those are some other signs. And how do you feel Monday morning when you wake up? If you're feeling tired or no energy and it's hard to get out of bed, or maybe you're worried about what you're going to find when you get to work, pay attention to that. And again, how do you feel on Friday morning? Is it that it's like, oh my God, thank God I made it through the week. I can hardly wait for the weekend. I can't even focus on my job because I am so focused on, I just want to get out of here. And just a few other things to pay attention to is what you daydream about during the workday. We all do daydream, but if your daydreams are things about escaping, like just escaping to a desert island or even getting hit by a bus so you don't have to come to work again, pay attention to that. And also pay attention to how you spend your time at work. We all spend some time doing some personal things that are not work related, but if your focus is primarily on taking care of personal business, talking with friends via phone or chat or email or dating online or searching for another job online, then there might be an issue. So those are things for you to take a look at. So I want to move on to what happened for me once I had this epiphany. It was like, oh, okay, I am not in the right place. And the universe has been giving me this message for 5 years now. It's been hitting me over the head harder and harder and harder because I guess I have a particularly hard head. And it took me 5 years to get the message. But once I got it, what happened for me was that, so I heard this ad or this woman talking about this course she was going to give called Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction. And so I signed up for that course and everything started falling into place for me. The course was via teleconference because it was 12 weeks long. It was a long course, but it was via teleconference, which was so perfect for me because I was a single parent and my son at the time was 9 years old. So since it was teleconference, I didn't have to find a babysitter for one night a week. So that worked out perfectly. At the same time, I changed jobs again for the ninth time in 5 years. But the job that I went to turned out to be extremely supportive of me. My boss let me work part-time. Wait, he let me take time off to go to school because I'll tell you what I figured out that I was going to do. But I ended up going to school a few months after I started that new job. He let me take time off to go to school. And during the second year of my schooling, he let me work part-time while I did my internship. And all of that was knowing that at the end of all that, I was going to leave because I was changing careers. But again, just more evidence of when I got on the right path, the universe stepped in and supported me in doing what I was called to do. And so what I figured out I was called to do was to be a psychotherapist. And this was the thing that I had looked at back in my mid-30s. And by now I'm 48 years old, 49 by the time I went back to school. And it was, so I had known for a really long time what I was supposed to be doing. But we get so many messages and interference from things outside of ourselves, from our family, from our friends, from our coworkers, from just society in general around their expectations for us, that I did not pursue that at the time. It took the universe almost literally hitting me over the head with a 2x4 for me to finally go, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. So that is what I did. I went back to school. As I said, I continued working in software development for the 2 years it took me to get my master's degree in counseling. And then I quit and I got hired into a job in community mental health where I had been interning. So the process for me was one of, once I got clear on what I wanted to do, then I had all the support I needed. And it came to me in ways that I never would have expected. But one of the things I want to mention for you, if you're thinking about, I need to do something different, but you don't know what it is, because a lot of times we get stuck with that. For me, it's like I pretty much did know what it was. I just wasn't ready to admit it to myself. But there are plenty of people who know that what they're doing is not what they're meant to do, but they don't know what it is. And at the end of the show today, the tip of the week, which I'm going to shift over, I'm going to start calling them light bulb moments, because I love seeing the light bulb come on for someone when they get it. And so the tips that I'm going to be offering are ones that will help the light bulb come on for you. So listen towards the end of the show, and I'll give you the light bulb moment around how to start finding out what your passion and calling is if you don't already know what it is. So one of the things that I mentioned in passing here was that there were so many things that had prevented me from really owning and recognizing what my calling was. And the way that I look at that is that it was my definition of success was off. My definition of success was formed, and this is true for all of us, it gets formed by our family, our friends, our society, the media, of what is important and what it is that we should be striving for. And most of us are very unconscious of what our own definition of success is. And the problem with that is that our definition of success is what drives our choices. It's what makes us decide, I'm going to major in this or that in college. Or it's, I'm going to take this job over that job. It's because of what we think success is and how we think we're going to achieve that success the way that we've defined it. So the first step is to really become conscious of what your own definition of success is. And what I realized for myself in going through the process, the 90 Days to Your New Life Direction process, I realized that I had define success based on primarily my family expectations, and some of those expectations, and none of these were spoken. I mean, in reality, if I had confronted my parents on this, they would have been totally confused about what I was talking about, but all of these were implicit. So in my family, science and math were valued, not social sciences. Money equals security, and security equals happiness. My parents had no debt aside from their mortgage, and they paid that off in half the time. It was a 20-year mortgage. They paid it off in 10 years by making double payments. So the message was that you shouldn't have any debt. You should have plenty of money. You need security. And achievement equals love and acceptance. And so that really drove me to be this high achiever. And the things that were valued in my family were these hard sciences. So those were all things that folded into my choice of computer science as a major and my choice of software development as a career. So when I was looking at, oh my God, I am so miserable and I am so unhappy with where I'm at in my career, I had to really look at what is important to me, not what are other people telling me is important or should be important, and what are other people's expectations of me, but what do I really need to be happy? What makes me come alive? What is it that is going to lead to me feeling successful? And redefining that definition of success. And one of the things that I really had to come to terms with is that money is not success and money is not happiness, because I made a really good living in my previous career. And choosing the career that I did, I knew that for some period of time, I was not going to be making very much money. And so I had to look at, okay, what does that mean to me? So this is an exercise that I really encourage all of you to go through. If you are feeling unhappy with where you are, look at what your unconscious definition of success has been, and then get really conscious about what success means to you. And looking at it more from a broad perspective of what is life success? At the end of my life, what is going to determine whether I feel I've been successful? And I can guarantee you that it's not going to be how much money you made. It's going to be more things like your family and relationships, and if you feel like you made a difference in the world, things that are not related to what our society considers to be the success factors. But you need to do that for yourself. You need to really look at what is it that you value and what is it that will make you feel like you've lived a worthwhile life when you come to the end of that time, and redefine what success means to you in that way. So now the next segment is going to be talking about a little bit of what are some of the blocks to finding your ideal career and discovering what it is that you really are meant to be doing. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I'll be sharing more about how to overcome some of those blocks in limiting beliefs. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. I look forward to sharing those tips with you, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Radio with Laura Longley, and today I'm sharing my own story of discovering my ideal career, along with some tips to help you decide if you need a change, and if you do, where to start with that exploration. I want to remind you that you can call in with questions for me at 800-930-2819, or you can enter questions in the instant feedback box on transformationtalkradio.com. So I want to come back to talking a little bit about how you discover what it is that you're meant to do if you don't really know. And lots of times we really have some good clues, but we just haven't paid attention to them, or they just haven't been really in our consciousness. And so one thing to start looking at really is, what is it that you really have enjoyed doing in the past? And I know for me, when I know now what my ideal career is, and I will have to tell you that my ideal career is still evolving. So I went back to school 5 years ago to become a psychotherapist, and I practiced as a psychotherapist up until a few months ago, and now I am shifting into doing only coaching. And there's a whole story behind that as well. But it all comes from being in touch with myself. It's the Blue Heron Wisdom piece of it. It's the authenticity and being in touch with who I am and what's going on for me and where I need to go next. So once I discovered that, or I didn't even discover, once I owned that I wanted to become a psychotherapist, I could look back on my life and see where all the indicators were that that was something that would appeal to me. And some of the things that I knew at a pretty early age were, in sixth grade, we wrote an autobiography, and I said that I wanted to be a teacher. Well, what I do now is a lot about teaching. In ninth grade, I took an aptitude test that said I should be a social worker. Well, you know, they do psychotherapy as well. In high school, I volunteered as a candy striper, so I really enjoyed working with people and helping them heal. I tutored kids at the elementary school when I was in junior high, so again, teaching people. And to me, the biggest clue was that for years, I said that my ideal career was one where I could just talk to people all day. And that totally fit where I ended up going. So thinking about your own life and the kinds of things that you've said about yourself in the past, that can be a really good clue for you about where to start exploring. But as I said, it really is all about getting clear on what we really want in our lives. It's going back to what is our definition of success and knowing that we already have the answers inside of ourselves, because it is about being who we are uniquely as a person. We each come here with a unique gift or gifts to share. And it's going inside and getting clear on what is that for you. And what I've discovered in working with clients over the last 3 years or so, I've done a lot of work helping people discover their ideal career. And what I've discovered is that, first of all, everybody says that they want to help people. And I don't think people just say that. I think everybody truly does want to help people. But the way in which we help people is unique to us. So for me, my way of helping people is to help them discover more of who they are and how to be happier in life by being more of who they are. Where somebody else is, I mean, there could be someone else who is a counselor or a coach who their way of doing it is something completely different than the way that I do it, because we each have our own unique way of bringing it. And at the same time, someone who really feels called to be an accountant or to be an attorney or to do some of these corporate jobs that we don't necessarily think of as helping people, there is a need for every single one of those positions, every single one of those jobs helps somebody in some way. And that was part of my learning as I was working with people, is we tend to think that certain careers are more altruistic than other ones, and that, you know, I shouldn't want to be a CPA, or I shouldn't want to be a, I don't know what, a restaurant manager, whatever it is, you know, that really I should want to be a social worker, I should want to be a doctor. But the reality is that everything has value. Every position has value. And so really listening to yourself and knowing this is what I am here to bring. So we each have our own unique brand of helping, and it's also our own unique brand of creativity, because it is all about how are you creative. And for me, this was another aha moment, so another light bulb moment for me personally. When I was going through my process 6.5 years ago, one of the things I did was I asked my friends, what do you think I would love to do? Or what do you think I would be good at? And one of my friends said, I think you should be a window dresser. And I went, what? I don't get that. And she said, oh, well, you always dress so nicely and you always look really put together. I have never thought of myself as a creative person, because my definition of creativity was so narrow, that creativity was about being an artist or being a musician. And I don't have any talent in either one of those areas. But obviously, I had some creativity in an area that I was blind to. And I've since come to understand and really appreciate that my creativity takes the form of having insights into other people and their issues. I have a real gift for being able to talk to someone and go right to the core of what's going on for them. And that is a form of creativity. It's not artistic in that I'm not creating a painting or I'm not creating a musical score, but it is creative in that it's a problem solving and it is looking at things in a different way. So for yourself, looking at how are you creative? What is your own innate special gift of creativity? And then, and I keep saying, I have also learned, because this is all true. These are all things that I have learned either through going through this myself, or helping other people go through it and discover their own ideal career. But the other thing that I've really discovered is that or another thing, because it's not the other thing. There are plenty of other things. But another thing I've discovered is that once you get really clear on what your gift is, what your creativity is, what your way of helping people is, there is a whole myriad of careers or jobs that can fulfill that. And so I have people come up with a purpose statement. What is their life purpose? What are they here to do? What are they here to bring? What is it about for them uniquely that they have that nobody else has? And then by articulating that purpose statement, they can come up with all kinds of ideas about how that could be a career or how that could be a job. And my own purpose statement, for a long time, it was, let me see if I can remember it. Now that I want to say it, I'm having trouble remembering. I help others discover who they are while continuing to learn and grow myself. That isn't exactly it, but that was very close. And so it's putting in there aspects of what I'm doing and also what I'm receiving by doing that. I'm continuing to learn and grow myself. And then if you look at that purpose statement, which is mine, you can see where being a counselor would fit, being a coach would fit, doing this radio show would fit. I could be a teacher. There are a variety of things I could do that would still fit that purpose statement. So by identifying who you are uniquely, then you open up this whole world of possibility of what you can be doing. Now, I know I said before the last break that I was going to talk a little bit about limiting beliefs and blocks, and I just want to get in a few words about that because I know that we're going to come up on a break here not too far from now. But a lot of what keeps people stuck, and this is exactly what kept me stuck for, you know, I was in the wrong career for my entire adult life, although I wasn't extremely miserable until the last 5 years. But I had a wake up about it after 7 years, because after 7 years is when I went back to school and got my master's degree in software engineering. And what drove me to do that was that I was unhappy. I was bored, really. It wasn't like I was miserable. I was just bored. And so as human beings, we have this tendency when things aren't working for us, but we don't really know what to do about it, we tend to do the same thing, only harder. And that was exactly what happened for me, is that I started realizing, okay, this isn't fulfilling me, but I didn't know what to do about it. So what did I do is I went and I got an advanced degree in the exact same thing I'd been doing that was not fulfilling me. And so that's one reason that we stay stuck, is that we are limited by our view of who we are and what we are capable of or what our role is. So that's one thing. Another thing is that we might know that we want to do something different, and we might even know what it is, but we have these messages about ourselves that tell us that we can't do it, we're not capable of it, or we won't be supported in it. And some of my own blocks that came up when I was going through this process were things like, I'm too old. So I was 49 when I went back to school. I have financial commitments. How am I going to pay for all of this? I had a fear of not providing enough for my son and a fear of disappointing my family. And really, for me, the biggest thing was not even being aware that I needed to make a change. So that's one thing for you to take a look at, is what blocks are preventing you. So we are going to take a quick break again, as we do at this time. And when we return, I'm going to share with you some other stories of career change successes besides my own, plus the light bulb moment for the week. This is Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned.
Laura Longley is
is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today I've been sharing my own story of career change along with some tips that you can use to start discovering your own ideal career. And what I want to tell you about right now are a couple of former clients who I just yesterday, both of these people popped up for me and how they have made their own career switches and are well on the way to success by their own definition of success in their new careers. The first person I want to tell you about is Jacqueline. Her name's Jacqueline Clark, and she came to me about a year ago to do some individual career coaching and then ended up taking my four-week Ideal Career Discovery course. And in the course of doing this, she discovered what it was that she really wanted to do was she wanted to do coaching. She wanted to do spiritual type coaching with people. And maybe a month or two after the four-week course was over, she called me up because she, prior to taking the course, she had been doing a job search. And she ended up getting offered a job in her previous career, and she was feeling really torn about whether or not she should take it. And I felt really strongly that it was not going to serve her, that this was not where she was at in her life or what she was meant to do. And so, you know, I just asked her some questions about, well, what would it look like if you took it versus what would it look like if you didn't take it? And long story short, she ended up not taking that job. And what she did instead was she went to coaching certification training. And just yesterday, she shared on Facebook that she is doing her first live coaching event. And I want to share that with you. If you're in the Seattle area, it's an in-person coaching event. It's an all-day event on relationship, and you can go as a couple to it, or you can go individually to it. And it's called Keeping Passion Alive. And the URL to go to get more information is keepingpassionalive.eventbrite.com. And you can email Jacqueline if you want to get some more information. Her email is jeclark, C-L-A-R-K, 425@gmail.com. And I just am so proud of her for taking the risk of not taking the safe job not 6 or 9 months ago, and now that's led her to this place of success in her new career, which is really her calling. The other story that I want to share is the story of Joanne Dyer. And Joanne first came to me, again, probably about a year ago, and she was working in a career that she had been doing for quite some time, but she really wanted to be a copy editor. Her dream was to break away, be self-employed, have her own copy editing business. And what we were really struggling with was the fear around letting go of the security of having a paycheck and taking that leap into the unknown of having to stand on your own as Blue Heron Wisdom, having to stand on your own 2 feet. And what happened for Joanne was that a few months later, something happened at work where she was asked to do some things that were significantly different in her job. And she saw that as her opportunity to say, no, this isn't what I want to be doing. This is my indicator that I need to leave. She didn't have to get a hit over the head for 5 years like I did to figure it out. It only took her that one time. So 6 months ago, she left her secure job and started out as a copywriter. I met with her yesterday. I see her every couple of weeks, and she is doing fabulous. She has been so successful in her copywriting. And so I want to share with you her information also. So if you ever need a copy editor of any sort, she also can do some other things around ghostwriting, helping you with content for websites. She does a variety of things with copy editing. Her name again is Joanne Dyer. It's D-Y-E-R. And her website is www.7madronas.com. It's www.7madronas.com. And both Jacqueline and Joanne, I am so proud of them for really taking that leap of faith, because that is what it is a lot of the time. It's letting go of that security, taking the risk, and knowing this is really where I'm supposed to be going. And as I shared in my own story, when we do, the universe supports us. Resources show up for us. The right people show up for us. The right circumstances and opportunities show up for us when we are brave enough to take that leap of faith. I like to use the example of in that Indiana Jones movie, there's that one time where he's standing on the edge of this cliff and he needs to get across this chasm over to the other side, and he doesn't know how he's going to do it. And the saying or whatever that has told him how to do it, he realizes that he has to step out into thin air and trust that the bridge will appear. And when he does, it appears. And it's the same for us in life. We have to trust that when we take that leap of faith, we will be supported. And so that's what I want to encourage all of you to do. And in support of you doing that, I want to share our light bulb moment for this week. So if you are in that place of, I know this is not what I'm supposed to be doing from a career, and I don't know what it is that I am supposed to be doing, something that can be incredibly helpful is to allow yourself to daydream. We set so many limitations on ourselves without even being conscious of it. If you can get conscious of saying, I'm letting go of these limitations. If there were no limits on you, if you had no responsibilities, if you had all the resources that you needed, if you trusted that you had whatever credential or education or experience that might possibly be required, what would you do? That's the question to ask yourself. If there were no limits on me at all and I could do whatever made my heart sing, whatever called to me, what would I do? For me, that's part of what this radio show is. This radio show has been in the back of my mind for several years and really at the forefront of my mind for the past year. And I had no idea of how it was going to work. And it came to me. So you get clear on when you have no limits. You don't have to know the how. You just have to figure out the what, and the how will show up. So that's your light bulb moment for the week. So I'd love to hear from you and get feedback from you, hear what's been helpful for you, hear what you would love to hear more of on the show. If you want to contact me, go to my website, blueheronwisdom.com. You can email me. You can sign up for my monthly newsletter. I'd love for you to like me on Facebook, which is also Blue Heron Wisdom, or on Twitter, Happy Coach Laura, and you get lots and lots of information. I'm posting multiple times every day. So today, I really want to thank you all for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio and listening to me, Laura Longley, share my story. Today, it was all about me, but I hope in the service of making it all about you, finding your passion and finding your calling and finding the courage to pursue it. I had a fabulous time, as I always do, doing the show. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Bonnie Strelo about being an HSP, and an HSP is a highly sensitive person. I've discovered recently that I'm one, Bonnie is one, and she has lots of tips and tools for knowing if you're one and what to do about it. So have a great week. I'll see you back here next time on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.